DHS Chief Chad Wolf dunks on border wall doubters. By Neil Monroe on October 30, 2020. Chad Wolf, the acting chief of the Department of Homeland Security, celebrated the construction of 400 miles of border wall by taunting various Democrats, media pundits, and politicians who said it would not be done. He tweeted October 29. They said it couldn't be done. They tried to block it. They tried to spin it. They tried to hide the truth. They were wrong. 400 times and counting. Mark Morgan, the acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, also joined the gloating. The satisfaction is understandable, given the sneering by anti-wall, pro-migration groups. But the wall is only part of the reason for the agency's successes. President Donald Trump's various regulatory reforms have allowed officials to reduce the inflow of catch-and-release migrants from at least 400,000 in 2019 to down to just 16,000 in 2020. The reforms have also allowed the agency to block the long-running pipeline that has delivered roughly 300,000 teenagers and kids for Central America to their illegal immigrant parents throughout the United States. An agency statement celebrated the 400th mile of the border wall. Today, construction is averaging approximately 10 miles per week of completion. New border wall system is funded and will be constructed in San Diego, El Centro, Yuma, Tucson, El Paso, Del Rio, Laredo, and Rio Grande Valley sectors. Approximately 338 additional miles are currently under construction or in the pre-construction phase. The new border wall system is helping to secure the southern border from illicit cross-border activity and is encouraging lawful entry in a safe and legal manner through available ports of entry. The system is designed to enhance national security and increase safety of Border Patrol agents. In contrast, Joe Biden's 2020 plan promises to reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees, wipe out President Donald Trump's asylum reforms, bar any deportations for 100 days, and end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony. Biden also wants to let companies import more visa workers, let mayors import temporary workers, and allow an unlimited flow of foreign graduates through U.S. universities into white-collar jobs, would exempt from any cap the recent graduates of Ph.D. programs in STEM fields. Biden also wants to accelerate the inflow of chain migration migrants and dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. The influx of low-wage workers from all across the world will drive down incomes, drive down wages, deplete the middle class, bankrupt Social Security, bankrupt Medicare, bankrupt Medicaid, bankrupt federal entitlements, overcrowd schools, and overcrowd every hospital in the middle of a pandemic, White House aide Stephen Miller told reporters on October 28. He added, "It is an assault on reason, it is an assault on law enforcement, and it's an assault on the very idea of having a country, having a republic. This is not about left or right or center. This is about between having a country, or not even having a country."